وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi talking with you from IRIB English Radio and about the human rights in the Holy Quran. We've been talking about different types, and the new type of human rights that we are going to introduce in this episode is right for defense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this right to any human beings, not only to the individuals, but also to the society, to the community. Of course, this right of defense and self-defense is a quite rational right that does not require to be explicitly mentioned and recognized by the holy Quranic verses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly does not mention anything about the individual self-defense, although there are some pieces of evidence. If you remember, when we've been talking about the first type of right, right for life, we talked about the issue of qisas. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this right to the human beings to defend themselves in case that they are attacked, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different verses that said that no one is allowed to kill anyone except one case, and that one case is that if you have this right to kill someone, and one of those cases in which you have right to kill someone is the case that they attack you and they want to kill you, so you defend yourself. So we have Quranic verses conveying that, even ironically, and we have narrations talking about that. But here I want to talk about another type of self-defense that is somehow new, and that is social self-defense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if a Muslim community has been attacked, they also have this right, and it is quite legitimate to defend themselves. أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ. If you have been attacked, if someone starts a conflict and a war against you, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. If they have started an attack against you, then you are oppressed. And then now that you are oppressed, you are allowed to return the attack and to react the attack. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. Not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes, but also He says that I help you. It means that you are doing such a kind of approved act. That's why whoever is being killed through this conflict is considered as martyr with lots of blessings, because he is defending the right of self-defense of the Islamic community. We will talk about this issue more after a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. I'm Hamza Azizi from IRIB English Radio. We've been talking about the right of self-defense, and we focused on the social self-defense. We said that if anyone, any society or community attacks the Muslim community, the society has this right to defend himself. Not only has this right, but also will be supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the same thing happened to the Muslim community at the beginning of Islamic history, when they have been banished and have been, fired by the mushrikeen from their city. الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق. The believers have been banished from their own original city, from their hometown, without legitimate right to banish them. So they have this right to return it back. And that is the answer of many questions, because there are many people asking that why Prophet Muhammad started the battlefield of Badr, the first battle between Muslims and non-believers, why they have attacked the what we call it caravan of business traders of mushrikeen. The answer is being mentioned in this verse, that that was a kind of defense, because they have been banished illegitimately from their own houses. So this is a kind of right, because he says that أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق. It means that they did not have this right to banish them. So these people, these Muslims, have this right to return the attack. And it's very confirmed by the nature of human beings, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ. If we take out the defense, the right for defense, out of the life of human beings, there would be a huge corruption on the earth. Because if someone knows that he is able to attack, and the other side has no right to react, so the oppressors would feel very freedom to start attacking to any place, any country, any community, and to conquer any spot of and in any land of the earth, and get the authority over the whole earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "No, I have designed and organized the system of Islamic society in a way that it is quite legitimate to react toward the any attack coming from outside. So لَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ. So he says that قَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. If they attack you, you also are allowed to react, to defend. Although, again, I have to repeat, there is no absolute freedom in any types, any of these types. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, although I have given you this legitimate right to defend yourself, you do not have right to exceed the limitations. وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا. Yes, you are able, you are allowed to react, but you are not allowed to oppress. You are not allowed to do unjust act. You're not allowed to exceed the limitations. And those limitations are the laws and assignments and orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله